This is your daily news podcast.
Tensions arose when RCMP went to a Sundance ceremony held on Beardy's and Okemos's Cree Nation on May 10th. The two officers following up on two complaints May 8th to the provincial COVID-19 reporting system about the gathering. Lodgekeeper Clayton Sutherland told Eagle Feather News in an email that Chief Edwin Ananas had notified him about the complaints and that Ananas did not have a problem with the Sundance as strict safety and health protocol requirements were followed during the ceremony, including temperature checks and social distancing. Sutherland said FNIHB had directed the chief to go to the Sundance and persuade the attendees to disband the ceremony. Our leadership is very frustrated with how these complaints are made and handled without the knowledge or contact of community leadership, Chief Ananas said. We're also frustrated with the simple fact that there are more people at Walmart at any given time than there are at a Sundance. But you don't see police going there to break those mass gatherings up. So why are First Nations spiritual and healing ceremonies being targeted? The Federation of Sovereign Indian Nations released a statement in support of First Nation communities who choose to conduct traditional cultural ceremonies safely while practicing social distancing protocols. Our knowledge keepers know how to use these traditional medicines from the land to heal our people and have been conducting these ceremonies and traditional healing practices for centuries. Our ceremonies have lived through past pandemics and will continue on through this one as well, said FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron. Andrea Baer, a law student at the University of Saskatchewan who attended the ceremony, described the RCMP present at the ceremony as intimidating. Baer said officers walked towards the ceremonial lodge with their weapons in their holsters and were stopped after the lodge chief and participants yelled at them not to bring weapons near the lodge. If they had their guns drawn on them, they were not welcomed in the ceremony, Baer said. If there is a need or a good reason for the RCMP to approach a lodge like that, they need permission from the lodge chief and they need to be unarmed, he said. Sutherland said the Sundance was held to combat COVID-19. It was also held to carry out a vision held by an Indigenous medicine man to hold a ceremony to fight the virus. First Nations and Inuit Health Branch feel they have the power over certain people and environments. Those power dynamics are uncalled for in our sovereign territory and for them to interfere in our ceremonies, Sutherland said it in an email. We have a right to practice our culture ways and they must respect our ceremonies. FNIHB does not have culture policies or protocols concerning Indigenous rights to the ceremonies we practice. They should be supporting the lodge keepers and our pipe stem holder ceremonial leaders rather than taking a negative approach. After asking to question those in attendance, the officers left and returned later to question the lodge keeper. Baer says while public health orders are important, they do not trump constitutional law that protects the practice of traditional ceremonies under Section 35 of the Constitution. Ceremonies are a traditional health care system. In the same sense, hospitals will never close under a pandemic. It's the same sense for our Sundances and our sweat lodges. Our healthcare system should never close, especially during times of sickness. He added that First Nations ceremonies need to be recognized as traditional Indigenous healthcare systems and says that unfortunately only modern-day mainstream healthcare systems are recognized as valid. That's what needs to be realized, not only for Canadians but for Indigenous people. They need to recognize and realize that ceremonies are just as essential and just as needed as the hospitals that carry sick people and try to heal them. That's the gravity, severity, and seriousness of our ceremonies and how important they are and how important it is that our ancestors died to keep them alive today. The RCMP went to the gathering twice on May 10th and left both times after speaking to an organizer and no charges were laid. The RCMP went to the gathering twice on May 10th and left both times after speaking to an organizer and no charges were laid, RCMP spokesman Corporal Rob King said in an email to Eagle Feather News. The RCMP is committed to following up on reports of public gatherings that may contravene the public health order, King said. At no time did RCMP's officers ask the ceremony to stop, he said. These are challenging times, and we understand the need to gather with those we care about is strong, especially when we would normally be participating in community, family, and traditional celebrations. The Saskatchewan RCMP is committed to doing our part to ensure our communities are healthy and safe.
And that is your daily news forecast. Thank you for joining us. Visit us on our website at www.eaglefeathernews.com. Also check out our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and our new created page on LinkedIn. Thank you.